This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The mayor's office in Colorado Springs will have two new roles. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports the change aligns with promises recently elected Mayor Yemi Mobolade made during his campaign.
In announcing the Office of Community Affairs, Mobolade says he wants to engage with all aspects of the city, including faith communities, the military, and cultural groups.
I am committed to being a mayor for all people and being a mayor that welcomes all voices to the decision-making table.
The office will have two staff members. One will focus on cultural and community outreach, including events and programs centered on diversity. The other will work to connect community groups to the mayor's office. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
More than 500 firefighters are containing a wildfire burning in western Colorado near the town of Parachute. The fire is holding steady at about 4.5 square miles. It's about 37% contained. On the Front Range, a wildfire that sparked on July 4th is burning 7 miles northeast of Fraser near the Devil's Thumb Trailhead. This fire is small, but it's creating a lot of smoke, burning through heavily forested areas with dead trees. The landlords of Colorado's tallest building have worked out a deal to avoid foreclosure. CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains.
Republic Plaza, an icon of the Denver skyline, has fallen on hard times as the rise of remote work empties out downtown office buildings. The property lost hundreds of millions of dollars in value because of rising vacancies. But the new deal with lenders gives the building's owners until March 2026 to turn things around, sparing the city a psychic blow as downtown struggles to recover from the changes brought on by the pandemic. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado food stamp recipients will test a program to reward people for healthy food purchases. Participants will receive a full reimbursement for all fruit and vegetable purchases. Credits will go back onto SNAP benefit cards. Colorado begins the pilot in April. You're listening to CPR News.